FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The DA in KZN says the provincial government has failed residents by allowing all six of the province's air quality monitoring stations to fall into disrepair. According to a written parliamentary reply, the monitors located in pollution hotspots like Newcastle, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay haven't worked for over 2 years. The Environmental Affairs Department says this is due to budget issues and vandalism. The DA says this puts people with health problems at greater risk. Party spokesperson Hannah Lidgett says mobile monitoring units must be sent to pollution hotspots urgently.
We are quite concerned that there doesn't seem to be any real and earnest application to fixing our air quality monitoring systems. Of the six, only three have been budgeted for in this financial year, with the balance of the three in the next financial year, and then new monitoring stations only budgeted for between 2026 and 2029. So there are three communities that will only likely have those air quality monitoring stations up and running in the next 2 years. Now, what do we do with the poor air quality and the impact it has on communities in the interim?
Two men have been jailed for destroying essential infrastructure on the KZN South Coast. Optimum Tsuma and Willie Lindlovu have been convicted and sentenced to 15 years in prison in the Scottsboro Regional Court for stealing lithium backup tower batteries from MTN Towers in Kwadumisa and Bomvini in 2020. KZN Hawks spokesperson Simpiwe Mhlongo says they were caught in the Free State and sentenced there for possession of the batteries before facing another court in KZN.
The cases were separated in this manner. The batteries were stolen here in KZN. Then they were fleeing to Gauteng. On their way, they were intercepted at Villas near Free State. At Villas, they were charged for possession of property suspected to be stolen in KZN. In that case, they were sentenced to 12 years. And then they were sentenced for the actual destroying or tampering with essential infrastructure on Monday.
Mhlongo says a third suspect absconded after being released on bail. Interviews for the Deputy Chief Justice position are taking place in Sandton. The position was left vacant after Justice Mandisa Meyer was appointed Chief Justice at the end of last year. Gauteng Judge President Dunstan Mlambo is the first of three candidates to be interviewed by the Judicial Service Commission. Justice Minister Mamologo Kubai asked him about handling criticism from politicians.
The judiciary may express whatever concerns it has coming from the political arena. Because once you raise it with the leadership of the executive or with the leadership of parliament, you expect that whatever concerns you've raised will translate there. And whatever concerns that are raised against the judiciary will be fed back to the judiciary. I think that's one sure way I can mention that can deal with political players who may be unhappy and who may be found to be criticizing the judiciary unnecessarily.
And the Dalai Lama has announced he will have a successor after his death. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been living in India since fleeing Tibet after a failed uprising against Chinese communist rule in 1959. The announcement comes days before the Dalai Lama's 90th birthday. The top story, the DA in KZN says the provincial government has failed residents by allowing all six of the province's air quality monitoring stations to fall into disrepair. The Environmental Affairs Department says this is due to budget issues and vandalism. More news at ecr.co.za.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Vian Mulder will lead the Proteas in the second test against Zimbabwe after Keshav Maraj was ruled out due to injury. Rassie Erasmus explains his strong selection for the Springboks test against Italy. And South Africa's Elroy Gallant will be in the spotlight when he lines up for the APSA Run Your City Durban 10K.